You're tuned to WZBC in Newton, 90.3 FM. I'm very glad to be able to welcome to the program Wayne Madsen, a former communications security specialist for the United States Government National Security Agency, now an investigative journalist. He's published an article about a week ago in the onlinejournal.com describing Bush administration payments to rig the United States elections involving hiring former FBI employees to pose as regular FBI employees and impose a level 10 alert in Wayne County, Ohio. Wayne Madsen, welcome to Sounds of Dissent. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, good to be with you.
Wayne Madsen, let me ask you also about, you have an article forthcoming in an edition perhaps as soon as tomorrow of the Online Journal, expanding on some of the evidence that you've already gathered. Can you describe the basis for these claims?
Well, what we have here is a typical Bush operation. It shouldn't come as any shock to anyone that to pay programmers to come up with these various software programs to flip-flop the votes using primarily the touchscreen machines, but maybe not just the touchscreen machines, that we've uncovered a money trail, because obviously people are not going to do that for nothing, and it takes a large amount of money to pay these people. So tracking back the money, following the money, is always the case In a government scandal, especially when it involves the Bush family. We've established the money trail. We've established that there have been decoy companies set up to throw off investigators, and we have now the smoking gun, if you will, evidence showing that where the money came from, where it went to, what program was used to rig the election, what companies and politicians were involved.
Could you tell us about what you've discovered about what companies were involved?
Well, what we've discovered is that we have a programmer who has basically confided that he was under the impression in the state of Florida that he was setting up, writing this program to quote unquote control the vote. He thought it was for prevention of fraud in 2002 in Palm Beach County. The person who requested him to create this program was the then Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, Republican Tom Feeney, who's now a congressman, member of the House of Representatives, U.S. House from that state. Feeney, as Speaker of the House, was also the lawyer and chief lobbyist for this same company, Yang Enterprises Incorporated, which is a large contractor for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. So we've established that the money was obviously laundered through NASA contracts for this company to perform this vote rigging operation, which was used in the 2002 Florida election, which was a gubernatorial and senatorial race in that state, in Palm Beach County. That's where Teresa Lepore was the election supervisor. She's out of a job as of, I think, 2 days ago. She was not reelected. But we've also established that the money tranche from where they got these dough came out of Houston and may have involved use of NASA contracts there to pump the money into the Kennedy Space Center and then hence into the this contractor. So this is typical, using government existing government contract vehicles to send the money through, but it's actually an off the books operation.
Wayne Madsen, you wrote in your November 25 article that the Bush campaign spent some $29 million to pay polling place operatives around the country, the operatives posing as Homeland Security and FBI agents, but actually technicians familiar with Diebold, Sequoia, ESNS, Triad, Unelect, and Danaher Controls voting machines. Some technicians reportedly hacked the systems to skew the results in favor of Bush. You point out that in Warren County, Ohio, elections officials locked down the facility where votes were being counted, saying it was in response to the level 10 high threat terrorist warning issued by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI for Warren County. George Bush won 72% of the vote in Warren County, much larger than his percentage of victory statewide in Ohio. We were just reporting earlier today about the demonstration demanding a recount and accurate counting of ballots in Ohio. But let me ask you, Wayne Madsen, you have more information coming out in your article appearing in the next few days. But specifically, what are some of the informed sources that are providing this information that you haven't named in Washington and Houston?
Well, obviously, the Bush family in this money trail used the same type of networks that have been around for many years. This goes back to the days of BCCI. Many people familiar with that operation are very familiar with the fingerprints. They know that this money was flowing through some of the same channels. The $29.6 million check turns out to be a very cleverly done forgery that was... that involved some of these dummy offshore companies that were set up. So we've got dummy companies. Today I found out that this five-star trust is covered by some sort of national security exemption. So we have dummy companies. We have real companies registered in the Isle of Man, on the island of Nevis, offices in the Bahamas, previous work done in the state of Florida. Such is the nature with these activities. They're Byzantine. There's many dead ends. There's many pass-throughs. There are many workarounds. So the last week has been spent trying to find out just where the money came from. The $29.6 million was a smokescreen. The NASA contracts was one of the ways they transferred the money, and that was a real transfer.
You say that the five-star trust, which you originally thought is the entity from which the money came to rig the election in favor of Bush, is covered by a national security exemption. What do you mean by that?
Well, the CIA, if you submit a Freedom of Information Act request, they have a national security exemption clause. So they've claimed national security exemption for anything having to do with Five Star Trust. So apparently this was a clandestine, covert way to move money around, and that's the focus of my attention right now, to find out just what this is, why there are phony companies with the name Five Star Trust, and obviously there are some real companies, real entities registered in the Isle of Man with the same name, and it looks like they are connected.
Now, the reason that some of these corporations or entities would be registered as legal corporations on the Isle of Man or in the Cook Islands or some other location is that they would legally fall under slightly different jurisdictions and slightly different laws which would apply, which would allow money to be transferred and would allow a variety of things, including a lot of flexibility about what sort of information would be released about how this money was moved around. What are the most relevant examples in recent history of how these offshore entities have been used that's been clearly documented in use by United States government agencies?
Well, we know in recent history, it's not the government, but Enron had all these offshore activities they used to cover the activities of these derivatives. These derivative transactions that basically got the company in trouble and resulted in the worst corporate failure in U.S. history. But we also know with the government, Iran-Contra was a perfect example of offshore entities being used to move weapons to Iran, cash from Iran to the Contras and weapons to the Contras. And, of course, this was all done through Oliver North's offshore accounts and Richard Secord, Cayman Islands, Cook Islands and various other places around the world. The reason they use those is You can establish quick folding pen operations here today, gone tomorrow, and the nature of the government laws on confidentiality, they do not release any information on these company activities to any investigators from abroad.
Wayne Madsen, I wonder if you can reveal anything about the sources of information that you say are saying that the Bush campaign spent the $29 million or so to pay these polling place operatives. Were these technicians who might have been hired who were not paid, or disgruntled potential employees, or what sorts of sources of information?
Well, the original information on the $29.6 million was based on a check that was a copy of a check that was received that was paid to this Forex Start Investment Incorporated. Turns out that company is dubious, but it's linked to an actual five-star trust. It's been linked to a huge tranche of money that's been around since the 80s that the Bush family has used. So we've got you know, real entities, dummy entities, but the first misgivings were coming from people who apparently were promised to be paid for their services. There were foreign nationals working as maintenance technicians for Diebold. I've got that from a Diebold insider. U.S. citizenship was not a requirement to work on Diebold machines on election day or prior to or afterwards in a U.S. Election. So we have people disgruntled, people who claim they weren't paid what they were promised. We have ties to money flows that have been used in the past, going back to the days of Iran-Contra, for example. And it looks like my feeling is Bush has been going after the clandestine service at the CIA. There's been many resignations there, many firings. What we see now coming out is obviously a past CIA way to move money around. My feeling is that we've got agents that are willing to sacrifice that to show that this same network was used to funnel money to these companies, software companies, to pay for these programmers. So you might call it the revenge of the CIA.
Wayne Madsen is speaking to us. He's a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist and columnist, a former communications security specialist for the National Security Agency, serving with the NSA during the Reagan administration. Wayne Madsen, what did you do with the National Security Agency during the Reagan administration?
I worked in the communications security area, specifically protecting U.S. telecommunications networks and computer systems from penetration from our then enemies abroad, which are, of course are they're much different today than they were back in those days.
You were also operations officer at the Naval Facility Coos Head, Oregon in 1980 to 1982 and assisted FBI and NIS in an investigation as a temporary special agent. What was that investigation?
That was an espionage investigation having to do with an individual who was subsequently arrested and sentenced for various illegal activities.
What was the nature of the espionage?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into that, but in any great detail. But the guy had some questionable other activities, and it placed him in the position where he was deemed a very bad threat to security. So there was a trial held, and I was involved in that investigation.
Was it a public trial?
It was a Navy court martial. The person was arrested for running a pedophile ring, but other things were discovered afterwards, leading to his actual involvement in visiting the Soviet Union, for example, without telling anybody.
Wayne Madsen, it's been my experience that this report describing some $29 million to pay polling place operatives around the United States to rig the election, it has not been widely reported in the major media in the United States. And I'm wondering if you've had inquiries from any major corporate news outlets in the United States who are demanding to know who are specifically the sources of this, of these claims. By the way, you're tuned to WZBC in Newton. But go ahead, Wade Madsen.
Yes, well, not only inquiries, but actually some people with major media are helping in this. Not publicly, but they feel that this is something they've seen before. So they're offering their support, and I think when we tie some more ends together, I think we'll have a lot of support from some people in the major media to get this out through their own papers and other media outlets.
Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for joining us today. People can find your updated edition of the story with new information at the website onlinejournal.com. What's essentially the headline of the new story you'll publish soon?
Well, essentially it's going to be that the vote rigging took place through the distribution of money through NASA contract vehicles, here we have again another Bush scandal, much along the same lines as previous Bush scandals, a la BCCI and Iran-Contra. It's the same money involved, it's some of the same networks involved.
Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time to share the story with the Boston listeners.
Happy to do it.
Thanks for joining us on Sounds of Dissent. Wayne Madsen is a former communications security specialist for the National Security Agency. He's currently a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist and columnist. He served in the NSA during the Reagan administration. He was also operations officer at Naval Facility Coos Head, Oregon, from 1980 to 1982, assisting the FBI and NIS in an investigation as a temporary special agent. You're tuned to WZBC in Newton, 90.3 FM. My name's John Grebe.